Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late, into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. I was born too late, into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair.
Bonsoir et bienvenue à I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker numéro 121.
Bonsoir Peter.
Bonsoir Kevin. We've been here for all hours preparing this show, just hours, you know, sweating over a computer and downloading stuff. Well, actually, I turned up in the studio 2 minutes ago. So, what was that round table? Was it ecological round table?
Yeah.
Is that right? Talking about the problems that we've got with ecology.
Yeah.
Of course, we all know that Donald Trump doesn't believe that there are any problems with the environment. I saw a clip of him on television the other day saying it's all a con, that people are just making money out of it and it's just a con, there's no problems with it. How can someone that stupid...
Yeah, no brain, no headache.
Yeah, well, giving everybody else a headache. He may not get any headaches, but he's giving us a headache.
Yeah,
and it did occur to me, because America has a great tradition. I mean, it's a really strong tradition in America that they assassinate their presidents. That they kill their presidents. And I thought, well, why has nobody tried yet? I mean, I'm not really a man who believes in violence. But every now and again, so when the Nazis tried to take over the world in the 1940s, you know, they had to be fought. We had to have a war. We had to stop them. And maybe Donald Trump needs to be stopped, but no, I don't really want anybody to go out and kill him. I'm just wondering why nobody's tried, because he's just that sort of guy that you think somebody would have done by now. Anyway, I hope he lives a long life, but I hope he's not president for much longer. So we start the show with, appropriately,
yeah,
a band called 999.
999, with a good title. I think it would be...
it's appropriate.
Yeah, happy. Yeah. Yeah. A happy track.
Happy track. Homicide.
Homicide.
Yes.
Mm. It's punk.
999.
You better believe it.
Brilliant track.
Homicide.
999. I must be clear. As a meditation teacher and a man who wants to be peaceful in the world, I'm a hippie. That's my main thing, although I was a punk hippie. I don't want Donald Trump to be assassinated. I want him to be voted out of office at the next election so that we can stop listening to his shit. I want him to live a long and long happy life and just not be president. And now to a
Everybody knows that, Peter. They know
that.
Knows you
they
now.
Know that about me, don't they? Yeah, they know that I've got flowers in my hair. Well, yeah. I haven't got any flowers in my hair because I haven't got any hair, but I've got some flowers.
Yeah.
So now to a politician who is, he did propose violence, actually. Malcolm X did propose violence as a means. Understandably, and this is what I would mean when I'm talking about Donald Trump, we understand why. You know, you think of Hitler and Donald Trump and some of the really nasty people who get into power. You understand why sometimes people say, look, just kill them or fight them, do something to stop them. So Malcolm Said It. Malcolm Said It is this track. It's by Akala. Malcolm Said It.
Malcolm Said It. Martin Said It. Marley Said It. Ali Said It. Garvey Said It. Two Saints Said It. I weren't there, but I'm sure Dessaline Said It. Malcolm Said It.
Found something to die for, you never lived. We might feed and breathe, but we never did. Except those with peace and equality that don't see what we call authority. Live, speak truth, we kill them for. We love them dead when they speak no more. But they will endure. Ideas are bulletproof. Tooth of truth, it's impossible to pull it loose. We smother any mouth there, utter it. Folly fathers fear, and we mother it. We're loving a corrupt government, so we look the other way when in our name they're struggling. We idolize them and we despise them, cause we're reminded that we're the ones who are silent. So give a moment for the times we were blinded. Scream at the top of your lungs like a siren. Maybe the wise man has nothing to prove, but the one who has nothing has nothing to lose. More things we don't need will make more thieves. More laws we don't heed, it's all Sammy. Who leads it don't matter, they can't make change. New driver, but we got no brakes. Whatever the place, whatever the face, the master never ever frees his slave. They always knew it, so they pursue it. But we were too divided to ever be guided. But we gotta stop them, cause they're rotten from the day they're picking cotton. They sell us a love song, and we're so besotted. So confused, we believe their promise. But there are some that lead more honest. They are not forgotten, though they shot them. So scream to the top of your lungs right from the bottom.
Malcolm said it, Martin said it, Marley said it, Ali said it, Garvey said it, Two Saints said it. I weren't there, but I'm sure Dessaline said it. Malcolm said it, Martin said it, Marley said it, Ali said it, Garvey said it, Lumumba said it. I weren't there, but I'm sure Dessaline said it.
Don't rebel, the rebels are the tyrants. You are not God, so we are not defiant. No human nature, just our behavior. The oppressed, wanting that repressor as the savior. Round the globe killing, claiming to be religion. All the books said it's sinning, and that is just the beginning. I'll spread democracy by dropping a bomb on them terrorists with no shoes and socks. I reckon history teaches us the lesson. The bigger terrorist is the one with the bigger weapons. They talk, but we didn't listen. They spoke and then went missing. We can't see all the things that imprison us, cause we don't appreciate the freedoms they've given us. I wouldn't bet it, will we ever get it? Run, tell your friends that Akala said it.
If you ain't found something to die for, if you ain't found something to die for, you never live. If you ain't found something to die for, if you ain't found something to die for, you never live.
Malcolm said it, Martin said it, Marley said it, Ali said it, Garvey said it, Saints said it, I weren't there, but I'm sure Dessaline said it. Malcolm said it, Martin said it, Marley said it, Ali said it, Garvey said it, Lumumba said it, I weren't there, but I'm sure Dessaline said it.
Oh, there is something new at the end.
Yeah, it's a new track. It's going bleeding straight into another track. So it's quite nice at lending. I thought, it's just segued into something groovy and quiet.
Groovy and quiet, yeah. Something that we are not tonight.
That's right, making love music. Having having intimate relations by the fire with a glass of wine and a little bit of smooth jazz. Not really my thing.
Not really for now.
No, not for I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker, numero 121. That's the one. Yeah. Kevin, what's your first song this evening, mon ami?
My first song for this evening is a track by a band, an American band from the late 70s, well known from the 80s.
Uh-huh.
It's a hardcore punk band called Black Flag.
Uh-huh, yes.
And the track is called My War, and it's from 1983, I think, maybe the second or third record of the band. And it's fun because at the beginning they were really punk and hardcore, and at this time they were listening more some slow stuff, more doom or heavy stuff.
The Carpenters. They were listening to The Carpenters.
Maybe more stuff like San Vitus or Black Sabbath.
I think.
But they...
Not The Carpenters?
Not really.
No. Lionel Richie.
Maybe.
Maybe Lionel Richie?
Maybe.
But maybe not.
Not sure you will listen.
Well, listen, see if we can hear. Listeners, please have a check this out and see if you can hear any influences from The Carpenters or Lionel Richie.
Call us.
Yeah, call us.
0555 64 71 11.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, and it's My War by Black Flag, a kind of more slow punk, but not really this track, but it's strange punk, and it's one of my favorite tracks by this band. My War, Black Flag.
Trying to see me
definitely, that intro is definitely nicked from Hello by Lionel Richie.
But not the end, I think.
Not the end. I think the rest of it was original yeah. stuff. Great, okay. great track. Really great track.
I think that he is one of them.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's Lionel Richie is one of them. You think Lionel yeah, Richie is one
maybe.
Of them? Yeah,
he's not his friend.
Probably not, but he probably doesn't hate him.
Yeah, no.
The way that he hates the person he's singing about. That might be Donald Trump. Maybe he knew Donald Trump in the 1980s. He was talking about killing people as well, wasn't he? There seems to be a theme in this show.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, so far, Malcolm X was definitely someone who advocated violence. 999 said homicide.
Black flag, my war.
Yes, and you talking about shooting people.
You say that you're my
people.
Friend, but you're one of them. And
one of them,
you're
I'm going to shoot you. I wish I had a gun, I'm going to shoot you. Yeah. Yeah, so all that sort of stuff going on. Now something I think is, I'm not sure, I'll listen to the lyrics. I think it's more peaceful.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Jen Clower, Australian singer-songwriter, with a track that we've played a few years ago now, but lovely, lovely track. Love this track. It's called Needle in the Hay. Record was better. The record was better than that, but it was cool. That's very cool. Track.
Grungy
stuff. Yeah, grungy, slow grungy.
Yeah,
and I like slow grungy, heavy. Yeah, slow, grungy, heavy.
Really heavy.
Grungy, heavy. We've got some more death stuff on, Kevin tells me. He's got more death stuff for us later. Yeah, we're Violent Revolution tonight. Yeah. Don't storm the Bastille just yet. Wait till the end of the show. We're going to play a track called Call the Police, which is what will happen when we storm the Bastille and the White House and the Houses of Parliament. This is LCD sound system with Call the Police.
Yeah, okay. Now.
Now.
Nothing. We all
my favourite tracks. Just one of my favourite tracks. My favourite LCD Sound System track. One of my favourite tracks.
Love it, love it, love it.
Kevin, are you going to play us some more stuff about violence now, Kevin?
That's how they
say your name in South Africa, you know.
Eh?
In South Africa.
Yeah?
They'd say your name like Kevin.
Kevin.
Kevin. Kevin.
Maybe.
What are you going to play us, Kevin? What are you going to play us, Kevin?
Yeah, now I will play some lard.
Lard? What, like butter?
Yeah.
Like fat. Spread fat stuff that you spread. Yeah.
Lard is a band with Jero Biafra, the lead singer from the Dead Kennedys. Uh-huh. And with the band Ministry, it's a side project with the two bands.
Yes.
Melt up.
So a super group.
Super group, yeah. Mm. We call that a super group. And it's a track called War Pimp Renaissance.
It's got war in the title again. You're on a war thing tonight.
And it's the first track from the maybe second record or third record by the band, who is one of my favorite. I remember I was 16 or maybe 15 and listening a lot of that. Uh-huh. And it's one of my hit from my teenage
years. From your teenage years.
Yes, yeah. Lard, War Pimp Renaissance. We'll be right back.
I've got a much better idea about Donald Trump. Is that if we just lock him in a room and make him listen to endless reruns of I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker, because he'd love that track, wouldn't he? He'd just like, oh, yeah, that's a great track.
Yeah.
It'd probably drive him mental, drive him nuts. He'd be dribbling from his mouth. That was great. I love that. That's very good.
Loud.
In fact, that's everything the Dead Kennedys, because whenever I'm not a big fan of Dead Kennedys, they're okay. But whenever I listen to them, I expect that sort of thing.
I need to play some more.
You can play some, but I might turn it off halfway through. Because it should be like Lard.
Yes, no, it's not the same. The Dead Kennedys are more punk rock.
Yes.
This one is more heavy, is more...
I know it's a drum machine or something, electronic.
It's a drummer, but with electronic sounds.
Right, electronic sound. So he's got a snare beat, is exactly the same as one. He's probably got a click track. And one of the things I like about modern music is this ability for it to be precise. So when we were listening to 999, it was pretty precise, but it's human.
If I play next show, I will play some Dead Kennedys. You will see it's not really precise.
Yeah, well, I like precision. I quite like, so one of the things I liked about the Sex Pistols, it was a good drum, really good drum, like Paul Cook of the Sex Pistols, Topper Hayden for The Clash. It was one of the things that lifted those bands slightly above everybody else was because the rhythm section was so solid. Mm. And I like that about that. I like that. It's really solid. Okay. Amantanov, something else quite heavy, actually, which is more sort of futuristic science fiction
more
style heavy
stuff.
Yeah. And this is Monsieur Gary Newman, with a track from more recent times, sort of the noughties, sometime around about 2013, 12, 15, 16, I don't know, somewhere there. When the World Falls Apart.
Story. I'm not a traitor's lie. I'm not everything they said. I'm not here to save you. I'm not your confessor. My sins alone could wake the dead. But do you understand? Nothing can make it better. Nothing can make it go away. And do you understand that we are lost? This will be your end of days. And when the sun fell down, and when the moon fell to rise, and when the world came apart, where were you? Were you my breath is the wind?
Expressive of the alienation, not the alien nation,
yeah,
but the alienation.
Alienation, right.
Right, right. That we that a lot of people feel. We've had the first band that you played, Kevin, whose name I've forgotten.
Oh, I forgot it.
Hardcore them, about them.
Yeah.
But him saying, yeah, he was saying that you're one of them.
Yeah, you're one of them.
That's right.
Tubeway Army.
No. Your first record.
Oh, my Black Flag. I was thinking you were speaking about Gary Numan.
They were talking about the people being, you're discovering that people are one of them,
yeah.
People who are on the other side.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't really be about sides, but there are sides. Mm. You know, there are,
which side are you on, boy?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the Gary Numan asking the question, where were you when the sun failed to rise, when the sun fell down and the moon failed to rise, right, where yeah. were you?
Mm.
And what side were you on? Were you the person who was denying climate change and not doing anything about it? Or were you the person that was trying to fight it? Because there are, at the moment, there are two sides. It's a shame, but there are two sides. Okay, now something completely different, light and fluffy. And if Rodolf has managed to, if Rodolf started listening to this show and has managed to continue listening to it, even though some of the music we've played on this show tonight will not have been to Rodolf's tastes.
Okay.
If he's still listening, this is for you, Rodolf. This is The Kinks with Waterloo Sunset.
No. What is it?
We will play that song entirely. We will play the next song, which is one of Kevin's, and then we'll play Waterloo Sunset after the next song. Okay. Oh, live radio.
Oh, live radio. Yeah.
We're not going to even explain why we're not playing that, but we'll play you the real version in a minute.
Okay. So. Okay. And now it's time for another kind of violent
poor
message.
Poor Rodolf. He's going, oh, great. The Kinks. Oh, no. It stopped.
It's a Reassured by a band. Or something like that.
And Kevin's going to play something really heavy and violent again. Yeah.
It's time for something more
violent.
In a way, it's a band called My Millions of Dead Cops, and the track is called Millions of Dead Cops. It's from the 90s.
Sorry, I'll translate that into English. Millions of Dead Cops.
Yeah, Millions of Dead Cops.
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 Pigs.
Okay.
Pigs. Cops. Pigs.
Pigs. Cops. Pigs.
The filth.
Okay. It's time for something
millions
hardcore.
Of dead cops. Time for Millions of Dead Cops. Hardcore.
We'll be right back.
Caps.
Camera to see.
Caps.
Caps.
That's an American caps.
Yeah. Millions of dead caps.
Caps. Not cops.
Cops.
Cops. Cops is English. Caps is American. And gendarmes, c'est français. Now.
Flic.
Freak.
Flic.
Flic.
Because cops, I think that it's more, the good translation is more flic than gendarme or policier.
Mm. Flic.
Flic.
Mm.
Yeah.
What, they pick their nose and flick it? Not, no?
Not really.
No. Okay. And in Maintenon. PJ Harvey. Now, we don't play a lot of PJ Harvey on this show.
Yeah. No, but, not enough.
She's good. Yeah, she's great. So, mind you, we only have one show every couple of weeks, so we can't, you know. PJ Harvey did say to me, she said, you know, why don't you play more of my stuff? I said, sorry, PJ. We'll play some this week, promise. So this is for you, PJ, one of your own songs. This is 50 Foot Queenie. Definitely gonna have to play more PJ Harvey. That's really cool. Yeah. That's very cool. That was called 50 Foot Queenie. Now, do you know what 50 foot is?
Yeah.
About 15 meters.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's quite a tall
person. Yeah, quite tall.
Yeah, so if it was a woman, 50 Foot Queenie. I don't know, I've no idea what that song was about.
Me neither.
50 Foot Woman, maybe, I don't know, because if there was a 50
maybe
foot
an
woman,
Amazon or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or Gulliver, you know about Gulliver?
Yeah, Gulliver. Gulliver's Travels. Gulliver is a man. And, maybe it was his wife.
He's tall.
Well, Gulliver isn't tall.
Yeah, he's not tall, but at the time he come to a tiny village with tiny people.
That's right.
Yeah. At this time he's tall.
to them he seems tall, but he still only was 2 meters.
Yeah.
He wasn't 50 feet or 15 meters. He was only 2 meters, but the people on Lilliput, who lived on Lilliput, thought he was a giant because they were so small. Yeah, and Rodolphe, if you're still listening, I'm really sorry, but you know, you can call in and complain if you like, but we're not going to play the Kinks because we just realised we haven't got enough time to play the Kinks.
Yeah, not this week.
Not in this week. I'll play it 2 weeks. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. They played Waterloo Sunset because that's one of my favourite Kinks tracks. Yeah, and also we were going to play tonight. We were going to play Susie Quattro, Devil Gate Drive, which was going to be the cheese slot.
Okay.
But
not Cheese Slot this week.
No Cheese Slot this week. So just serious, hardcore, revolutionary stuff this week.
Definitely.
Yeah, killing stuff, killing songs.
Killing songs, killing stuff, killing people, maybe.
Maybe. Killing certain types of politics that really don't support the world or...
And people killing other people too.
Yeah. Definitely killing the idea that there's no such thing as climate change. Donald Trump. Because I'm sure he's listening in the White House at this minute, getting really angry. I wish I was a punk rock instead. Does he speak with a Cockney accent, Donald Trump? I don't think he does.
Not really sure, yeah.
I wish those fucking punk rockers, they're fucking loyal. It's all shit, they say bad things about me and that, and I'm in the White House and I'm the president of the world. No, you're not the president of the world, Donald, you're the president of America, for now. Okay, well, we're nearly at the end of the show, and you can tell that we're just, having a bit of fun waffling away, because the next record is X amount of time long, and if I can continue to talk for another 55 seconds, then we'll be perfect length, the song plus the jingle.
Yeah,
a bit of perfect length. What is the next
song? About the Rebel Yell?
What about Rebel Yell? Yeah, now, is this a song about being a rebel?
Yeah. And screaming, just yelling people.
It's not that, Kevin. It's not. It's more about sex.
Okay.
It's about sex. It's about
because Billy Idol is a sex really man, into
isn't
he? Sex.
Yeah, he's not really into rebellion. That was one of the reasons when I supported him. I've mentioned that before, my backlash supported Billy Idol. One of the reasons all the punks spat on him and didn't like him particularly. When he was in...
because of his...
No, because he was just not about rebellion.
Yeah.
It was all about sex for him. It was all about looking cool in his leather jacket. But it's cool. You know, we like Billy Idol.
Yeah, in a way, he's cool. And he makes some great
records, great tracks. Records.
Yeah.
So we will leave you with the great poser and sex god himself, Billy Idol. And we'll be back in 2 weeks. So for now, ciao. Have a good 2 weeks.
Bye-bye. See you in 2 weeks, everybody. 2 weeks.
This is Billy Idol, Rebel Yell.
See you in 2 weeks, Peter. Said you free and brought you to me.